Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Courage to Stay: How to Heal from an Affair and Save Your Marriage by clinical psychologist Kathy Nickerson, PhD, is a relationship self-help guide for couples and individuals trying to recover after infidelity. Rather than treating an affair as an automatic endpoint, the book frames betrayal as a crisis that can be worked through when both partners commit to repair. Drawing on Nickerson's long clinical experience, it offers a structured step-by-step pathway that starts at suspicion and discovery and moves towards stabilization, deeper understanding, and rebuilding trust. The book's tone is intentionally compassionate to both the betrayed partner and the partner who had the affair, while still emphasizing accountability, honesty, and concrete behavioral change. Practical tools are central guidance for difficult conversations, suggestions for increasing transparency, and prompts and questions for reflection individually and together. Overall, the purpose is to help couples navigate the trauma of betrayal, make sense of why it happened, and create a safer, more resilient marriage if they choose to stay. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stabilizing the aftermath of discovery and creating emotional safety. A core emphasis of the book is that the early phase after discovery can feel chaotic, with shock, panic, rage, grief, and relentless intrusive thoughts. Nickerson treats this period as a crisis that requires stabilization before deeper rebuilding can succeed. The guidance focuses on reducing harm and preventing the situation from spiraling into repeated blow-ups, secrecy, or additional betrayals. This includes setting immediate boundaries, slowing down impulsive decisions when possible, and choosing containment strategies that allow each partner to function day to day. The book also normalizes that both partners may feel flooded, though in different ways, and it encourages a pace that supports regulation rather than constant reactivity. By foregrounding emotional safety, the approach positions safety as a prerequisite for any later steps, such as detailed discussion, accountability, and trust building, instead of forcing premature forgiveness or instant closeness. The framework encourages couples to first establish a basic sense that the relationship environment is no longer dangerous. That stabilization makes it more feasible to communicate without escalating and to begin a repair process with clearer minds and firmer ground. Secondly, stopping the affair and ending contact with the third party. The book treats the affair itself as a problem that must be decisively addressed, not merely discussed. A practical requirement in Nickerson's model is ending contact with the affair partner and demonstrating that the relationship triangle has been dismantled. Without this, reassurance efforts tend to fail because the betrayed partner has no reliable evidence that the risk has dropped. Nickerson emphasizes clear choices and follow through, which often includes communicating a definitive ending and preventing continued connection that keeps the attachment alive. The point is not punishment, but restoration of relational safety. The hurt partner needs to know the affair is over, and the involved partner needs to act in ways that align with rebuilding. This step also supports later work on meaning and repair, because it reduces ongoing uncertainty and destabilization. By addressing the termination of contact as a concrete behavioral task, the book underscores that healing is not only emotional processing. It is also a set of observable commitments that protect the relationship from continued injury and help both partners move from crisis management toward genuine recovery. Thirdly, constructive disclosure and guided conversations about what happened. But Nickerson recognizes that couples often get stuck around questions and answers. The betrayed partner may need information to regain a sense of reality, while the involved partner may fear that details will re-traumatize or permanently damage the marriage. The book addresses this tension by encouraging structured, purposeful conversations rather than endless interrogations or total avoidance. The aim is to discuss the affair in a way that helps both partners feel heard and more secure, while keeping the process oriented toward healing. Nickerson's workbook-like style includes prompts and questions designed to help each person articulate what they need, what they feel, and what boundaries must exist going forward. This creates a container for disclosure and accountability that reduces the likelihood of chaotic arguments. The book also links these conversations to empathy and responsibility, pressing the involved partner to acknowledge impact rather than minimizing or defending. For the hurt partner, the approach validates the need for clarity and emotional truth, while also encouraging pacing and self-care so the process does not become all-consuming. Done well, these guided conversations help couples rebuild a shared narrative and reduce the sense that the relationship is built on fog or deception. Fourthly, rebuilding trust through transparency and consistent repair behavior. A major takeaway is that trust after infidelity is rebuilt through repeated experiences, not a single promise. Nickerson highlights transparency as a practical bridge between rupture and renewed security. Transparency may include openness about whereabouts, devices, schedules, and social interactions, not as a permanent surveillance state, but as a time-limited way to make the relationship feel safer and more predictable. The book frames this as a responsibility of the involved partner, who must demonstrate trustworthiness through consistent, observable actions. At the same time, it recognizes that the betrayed partner often struggles with hypervigilance and triggers, and that reassurance alone does not erase trauma responses. This is why rebuilding requires a combination of transparency, empathy, patience, and follow-through over time. The approach also encourages couples to develop new agreements about honesty and communication, so that the marriage does not return to the same ambiguities that allowed secrecy to thrive. By focusing on behavior, boundaries, and predictable reliability, the book offers a way to make trust measurable in everyday life. The overall message is that trust becomes possible again when safety is repeatedly demonstrated and when both partners treat repair as an ongoing practice rather than a quick fix. Lastly, understanding drivers of the affair, managing triggers, and preventing relapse beyond crisis response. Nickerson pushes couples to explore why the affair happened so they can reduce the chance of repetition. The book frames infidelity as connected to deeper pain points and unresolved issues, which may include personal trauma, disconnection, poor coping strategies, or patterns of avoidance. This exploration is not offered as an excuse, but as a prevention tool. If the underlying vulnerabilities remain untouched, the relationship remains at risk. The book also addresses the reality that healing includes triggers and setbacks. Even after contact ends and transparency improves, reminders can provoke intense emotional waves for the betrayed partner and shame or defensiveness for the involved partner. Nickerson encourages couples to treat triggers as part of trauma recovery and to develop strategies for responding without escalating. That includes learning new communication skills, making space for difficult emotions, and using structured check-ins to avoid bottling up resentment. The model is forward-looking couples are guided to create a renewed relationship with clearer boundaries, stronger empathy, and more intentional connection. By combining meaning making with practical relapse prevention, the book helps partners move from simply surviving the affair to building a marriage that is more resilient than the one that came before. In conclusion, The Courage to Stay is best suited for couples who have experienced infidelity and want a clear, compassionate plan for repairing the relationship. It can also help individual readers, whether betrayed or involved, who need structure for what to do next when emotions are volatile and decision-making feels impossible. Therapists and counselors may find it useful as a clinically grounded, client-friendly roadmap that translates broad therapeutic goals into concrete steps and questions couples can use between sessions. The practical benefits are straightforward. It clarifies early crisis priorities, emphasizes ending the affair and restoring safety, and gives guidance for difficult disclosure conversations, transparency agreements, trigger management, and gradual trust rebuilding. Intellectually, it reframes affair recovery as trauma-informed relationship repair, where healing requires feeling and working through painful emotions rather than skipping to reconciliation slogans. What helps it stand out in a crowded infidelity recovery category is its step-by-step orientation and its balanced tone. It offers warmth and validation for the hurt partner while still requiring accountability and sustained behavior change from the partner who had the affair. For readers seeking a realistic alternative to either instant forgiveness or immediate divorce, the book offers a structured middle path focused on safety, honesty, and intentional rebuilding over time. If you would like to support Kathy Nickerson, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.